If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media as one word. Or if you are listening to us on Spotify, look for Catholic Audio Media as three words. Well, we are here on Monday, and you know you hear a homily from a previous Sunday, and this comes to us from the fifth Sunday of ordinary Lent, and we're looking at that 12th chapter of John, where Jesus says, "I will draw everybody to myself," which is the translation from Mass. So let's look at, and that's from the New American Bible Revised Edition. So let's look at what that signifies for us. So we're going to switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and hear our homily.
Easter is 2 weeks away, and this is the time we're focusing on Jesus as he walks down the path to his crucifixion. So here we're seeing the very beginning of it. And notice there is a key word in there. When he is lifted up, he will draw, in the way it's translated in this one, everybody to himself. Something interesting to look at that, because that's the element of what we believe. Jesus died for all. I've told you one of my favorite stories is that of St. Augustine. And there was a man who was considered such a great sinner, and he despised him so much that he personally wanted to cast him into hell. And he experienced the Lord speaking to him, I guess in prayer, saying, "Hey, I died for him, and you better treat him accordingly." And so it's a reminder of that, that that is really our Catholic vision. We remember that Jesus died for all, and therefore our call is to treat everyone with that concept that Jesus died for all. When I was in the Navy, after you get out of boot camp and you end up in the fleet, one of the first words they ever teach you is the word expendable, as in, from here on in, you're expendable. And in the ways of protecting the ways of the United States and the people of the United States, if need be, you're expendable. I was on a fast frigate, and if you know in battle, which we never in a battle experience, if you know you're in battle, you have the aircraft carrier in the middle and all the ships around it. And the fast frigate is the most expendable, and they said in a battle it usually lasts about 10 minutes. Thank you very much. But that's what they are teach you. You are now expendable. Now, take that, another word for expendable is disposable. But we as Catholics believe no one is disposable. And so it's an important thing, an important understanding that that is our vision, that as Jesus lifted all to himself, so we're called to have that same image for others. We're called not to give up hope on anybody, and we're called to recognize that Jesus died for each and every person, just as St. Augustine learned from that particular person he absolutely despised. And so we understand that, and we look at that. Now, we take that vision for the world, because that's what we believe in. And so if we believe in that, then we don't believe in disposable people, at any case. And that's why we have that pro-life image that we have, that pro-life platform that we have, because we don't believe in disposable people, but we believe in that across the board. We don't believe in giving up on anybody, which means we will always be in contrast to some of the worldly political experiences we have here. For example, two of our political parties up until 2016, two our two political parties, right up until 2016, when it really became a problem in the election. One of them always was focused on building more prisons. And it came to me a point where I said, what is it with this party in prisons? They're always talking about building more prisons. And then the other party always wanted to make prisons profitable. So you have one party wanting to bore more prisons and the other one saying, oh, we don't want to do that. We just want to make them profitable. And how do you make prisons profitable, or what do you do to build more? You make sure that you need more people for the prisons, which means certain people are disposable. Now, interesting enough, this weekend, I think, our governor is going to sign a law that's saying people who were in jail for smoking pot may be freed because it's legal in our state now. But at one time, they were all part of that little system. There is a Catholic group calling themselves Catholic that is going to have a party. Apparently, it's this weekend for a political candidate. I'm not going to say his name. And he supports the expanding of the death penalty. Again, that's not what we stand for. We don't stand for that. And so when we really live that vision that Dorothy Day had, that vision of understanding that no one is disposable, that's a very radical vision for our world, and that's the vision that we're called to live as Catholics. And not so much we're called to live as Catholics like that's what the bishop's supposed to do. No. That's what we're supposed to do, all the way down the line. So that's a very powerful reminder. And when we bring it back to what Jesus says, I will bring everybody to myself, it's that powerful message that reminds us of that vision. We don't believe in disposable people, but that means we have to do something that's really important, and it's kind of a struggle in our country sometimes. We hear the concept of our rights, and they're important. We believe in freedom of speech, and we believe in all these rights, but we also, in our faith, are called to sacrifice for others. Not necessarily what Jesus does, but to give those sacrifices in little ways. For your family, for someone who is in need, and others, so that it may benefit another. And that's another part of our faith, because we don't believe in disposable people. That means sometimes we have to offer a sacrifice so that someone may thrive, when in fact, without that, they wouldn't. So there's powerful things that go here, and especially during this year, it's election year, we look at some of these things here and we realize that the Catholic vision is in contrast to many of the things you're going to see in the news, especially over the election period, but that's what we stand for. And what's at the bottom of everything we do? Our prayer and asking the Lord to guide us to follow that vision of everyone is called to, by Jesus.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, do keep in mind that we are here every single Monday through Friday, bringing you the Divine Word on the AM and the FM dial and digitally through our podcast. You know, we believe in the power of prayer, and so I'm kindly asking you for your support in praying for the success of our program in 2024. Your prayers are the foundation for this program. So we're asking you to please pray for the mission of this program, that the Lord will show us this mission. And in the meantime, if you would like to make a monetary donation, you're welcome to do that, obviously. You can do that at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you'll see the donate tab. And you may want to do it at ST for stanthonyalston.org. There's a link there. Or if you'd like, feel free to donate to us by sending a donation to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And also, the best way to support our parish is just to show up at Mass at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. So please consider any of those things if you'd like, but the most important thing we'd like you to do, the very most important thing we'd like you to do, is to please pray for this podcast and broadcast on WROL. Well, anyway, you heard what I was saying about that importance of understanding that there are no disposable people. And so we want to keep that in mind as the election year goes through. And obviously, we're going to keep that in mind as we go through Holy Week and this week and also throughout Easter. But throughout the year, that's one of the most important things we have to understand. There are no disposable people. And it's not just that we look at others as not being disposable. It's that we look at ourselves as our part in helping other people to understand they are not disposable. In other words, that everyone has this unique value that comes from Christ, that they're all called to be united with him, and he's calling them all to eternal life, and we have a part in communicating that to others. So it's a powerful message that we are part of, and it's something that we're going to look at, obviously, over the next 2 weeks as we go through the Holy Week and we go through the octave of Easter. Keeping that in mind, what a powerful role that you and I have in leading others to understand their value. And that's important. And what is their value? That Jesus died for them personally. I mean, one of the things St. Augustine says, that whole thing you may have heard, you know, if you were the only person on earth, the Lord would die for you. That comes from St. Augustine. That's how old that statement is. And that's the vision that we're called to communicate to others. And that's an important vision. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.